Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yeah, thank you for yesterday. Yesterday I had very little to say, so I just thank you that you just helped me put something on the table there for my brothers and sisters to partake of, and so partake of your goodness in their lives, Father God. This morning I know I've got a lot to say, so I thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your leading to say what I need to say in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Our readings this morning is Psalm 105, verses 26 to 36. Sorry, Danita's not working today, so she's sleeping in. And I'm not going to read it all, but it's a beautiful, from 26 to 27, speaks about there where you have Moses and Aaron commissioned by God on a mission. And they walk in into the richest kingdom at the time, into the most powerful man at the time, and the magicians and everyone else, and the leadership, the ambassadors, the governors, Pharaoh, they laugh at these. I mean, they're not wearing royal robes. They just coming in simplicity. They're coming in their God, in obedience to their God. And they laughed. But I tell you, when God was finished with them, every so-called God, right up to their firstborn child, was left defeated. And those same people that laughed were trembling and in awe of these guys and their God, but most of all their God, because God moved. And this is where we at, guys. We've got an amazing, big, beautiful God that has restored us. And what we are seeing in this world is we've seen the enemy roaring, but he's a toothless lion. He has been defeated. That the toothless lion being the devil, that comes like a roaring lion, that has taken hold of mankind. And these are the deceivers that we are hearing and we are seeing. And it's on the news, 24/24, mainline media. And this, the whole thing is what I'm just wanting to encourage this morning again. You know, yesterday Drini sent a video, and it seemed very informative. You know, speaking about the rapture, speaking about the evil coming together, the people gathering together, the evil ones. And the millennium rule. But I just want to tell each and every one of you guys, this is not, I'm 35 years in the ministry. I'm not a baby. When I came to the Lord, I came through the Lord calling me, and I came and I've been into a walk of obedience with him, staying with him. And that's what it's all been all about to me. And this is what he just showed me so clearly. And what I've seen is that in Jesus I've got sufficient. In Jesus I am raised and seated in heavenly places. In Jesus no testing that comes my way I can't handle. In Jesus I've got, he's ruling and reigning, and he helps me to be relevant every day when I put him first. And so all these things, you know, they can be nice and they can be entertaining. But what I just wanted to say about, like, that video that came out, when you think that's the only way people see it, it's not. There is so many different interpretations. And when you got just the one and you just think that's it, and then you go and you look into it deeper. I've done a number of the Bible schools, and that's what got me confused, because I saw there is not clarity on that. But you know what there is clarity on? When God speaks to you, when God leads you, when you're not looking here at eschatology, end time doctrines, but when you're looking to a living God, who's closer to you now? Huh? Who's closer to you? This end time doctrines, eschatology, millennium, rapture, post tribulation, pre tribulation. Who's closer to you? God is closer to you. In Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And whenever He is revealed, you are revealed with Him in glory. Do you want a path of glory, a splendor? That's what it means. And it's all through the doxa. It comes from the logic of God. Or do you want an end time eschatology? No, you want a God that is speaking to you, that's giving you relevance. And that relevance is your name written in heaven, the path that is laid out for you, the things that you need to do. What good if you knew all about these end time things and you land up there in the rapture and you're with the Lord and he says, get away, I don't know you. Yeah. So it's about knowing Him, guys. It's about, and then why is knowing Him important? The disciples come back and they've been healing the sick and they've been casting out demons and they've been preaching with such wisdom. And then the Lord says, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You see, your name written in heaven is that path. You don't want to miss out on that unique relationship, that unique purpose, what the manna from heaven that comes every morning, the purpose, the fulfilling your destiny here on earth. That's what it's all about, guys. And that's going to help, bottom line, all of us, what we can all agree with. This darkness needs to be dealt with. Amen? And you deal with it yourself when light comes into your heart. And then you deal with it in your family and then in the surroundings when you share what God is, what God is about in His presence, His fullness of joy. And this is what we are. So we're playing a part when we tapped into our God, listening to our God, walking with our God. That's what we want to do. Amen. And extend His kingdom. So we got so many things in common. Because a lot of these things, you know, we see the enemy's people are so in unity, you know. And then we see the body of Christ in disunity. And the disunity is a lot about these doctrines and that. But we got so many things that are common. Being born again, drawing close to God, hearing what He's got to say to us, extending the kingdom. We hate sin. Yeah, we love righteousness, and so we to stick to the things that are common, the things that are built up, the things that help, the things that bring unity. We need to stick, guys, to a living relationship with our God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I just want to say this morning, because just as Moses and Aaron have spoke from what they saw and heard. They didn't go and hang on to this doctrine, that doctrine. They spoke as the Lord was leading them. And they brought Egypt and Pharaoh to their knees. And this is what God is doing now. In Christ, He's raised to fill all things. He's ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under His feet. And we are a part of His body. We are His feet, His hands, His body, but the most important thing, He is the head. So when He leads us, we are in the victory march. Amen. So guys, we are in exciting times. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.